There was a very heavy security presence outside Bishop Street Courthouse in Derry today when this 42-year-old man, Philip O'Donnell, from Baldwick Crescent in the city, appeared charged with 12 charges. Now, the most serious charge is causing an explosion on the 3rd of August. He's also charged with hijacking a taxi, falsely imprisoning a taxi driver, possession of weapons, membership of a proscribed organisation, namely Oakley & Ahern, and also with attempted hijacking of cars and attempted causing explosion on the 1st and 2nd of August. In the court, the police said that this is very serious charges, obviously, and they said that they believe they could connect the man to the charges. They were asked by a solicitor, Mr. Paddy McDermott, was the evidence forensic and circumstantial, and they said mainly forensic with some other evidence. The police objected to bail on the grounds that the accused man may flee the country or he could commit further offences. Mr. McDermott argued that some of the evidence consists of mobile phones which were seized on Wednesday of last week, and Mr. O'Donnell was not arrested until the following Saturday. And he says if he had been wanting to flee the jurisdiction, that he had 4 days to do so and didn't. However, the district judge, Mr. Barney Michaelholm, says they were very serious charges relating to a very serious incident. And also that the accused man had previous relevant convictions, albeit 22 years ago. He refused bail and remanded Mr. O'Donnell in custody to appear again on 2nd of September.